Now we come to our Bible reading, and I'm reading this morning from 1 Timothy chapter 5, and it's verses 1 to 16, and it's on page 1193 of the Church Bibles. Do not rebuke an older man harshly, but exhort him as if he were your father. Treat younger men as brothers, older women as mothers, and younger women as sisters with absolute purity. Give proper recognition to those widows who are really in need. But if a widow has children or grandchildren, these should learn first of all to put their religion into practice by caring for their own family and so repaying their parents and grandparents, for this is pleasing to God. The widow who really is in need and left all alone puts her hope in God and continues night and day to pray and to ask God for help. But the widow who lives in pleasure is dead even while she lives. Give the people these instructions too, so that no one may be open to blame. If anyone does not provide for his relatives, and especially for his immediate family, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. No widow may be put on the list of widows unless she is over 60, has been faithful to her husband, and is well known for her good deeds, such as bringing up children, showing hospitality, washing the feet of the saints, helping those in trouble and devoting herself to all kinds of good deeds. As for younger widows, do not put them on such a list. For when their sensual desires overcome their dedication to Christ, they want to marry. Thus they bring judgment on themselves. And because they've broken their first pledge, Besides, they get into the habit of being idle and going about from house to house. And not only do they become idlers, but also gossips and busybodies, saying things they ought not to. So I counsel younger widows to marry, to have children, to manage their homes, and to give the enemy no opportunity for slander. Some have in fact already turned away to follow Satan. If any woman who is a believer has widows in her family, she should help them and not let the church be burdened with them, so that the church can help those widows who are really in need. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
So a few weeks ago, John Hughes spoke on 1 Timothy 2. We're doing this series on 1 Timothy, and I thought, what a great idea. Let's do a series on 1 Timothy. Should have read it in a bit more detail first. But John Hughes spoke Timothy quite brilliantly. I wasn't here, but I listened to the podcast, and I really would encourage you, if you miss a Sunday, we do put all of the sermons onto the internet, and it's worth listening to catch up and to connect with what's going on. John thanked me at the start of the service for giving him that passage, and I believe for giving him a hospital pass. Now, if you know rugby, and I think he explained, a hospital pass basically is where the person next to you passes you the ball about there, just as the team are coming about here, and you end up in hospital. And that was what he said. But John Hughes, and the Hugheses can't be with us today because their son Tim is being priested, but John, he is the Johnny Wilkinson of preaching, isn't he? Because he caught the ball there, he sidestepped, he swerved, and he scored a try in the corner. And he knew what to do with the passage. And it's great as well, because Rich here has been doing 1 Timothy 1 and 1 Timothy 3,